7 remembering the greatest games with their greatest music on Late Night Classic Gaming Themes.
Late Night Classic Gaming Themes. Sonic, Mario, Breath of Fire, Final Fantasy, The Legend of Zelda, Phantasy Star, The Adventures of Alundra, Tomb Raider, and the list goes on. They all have one thing in common. Great gaming themes. All night on Late Night Classic Gaming Themes. From orchestral soundtracks to electronic to just plain quirky, you'll never know what you hear next from Late Night Classic Gaming Themes. Not only all this, we'll also throw in some original themes too from the best of 107 Originals. It's Late Night Classic Gaming Themes.
Just random themes on the first one that we've had for a while. Disney's Aladdin. So many games are not like the licensed movie that they're from, but this one wasn't wide off the mark. It was a really good version of it. It's for the Cave of Wonders, this. Disney's Aladdin for the Super Nintendo. The Cave of Wonders. When he found the magic lamp. That's why it was a good game on the Super Nintendo. It quite closely followed the story of the movie, so it's worth a play that. You could also get it on the Game Boy Advance, which was out in the noughties. Here's another classic gaming series, really gothic. That was out on the NES of the Super Nintendo. This is a Castlevania theme, and this is off the Game Boy Advance game that they had out for Castlevania called Circle of the Moon. The theme is called Awake, which I am after midnight. Title. So what have we got now coming up? Started with Disney's Aladdin and Castlevania. I can promise that it is this kind of random stuff throughout the hour, but big stuff as well in terms of gaming and gaming music. Doesn't come much bigger than the Mario series when it comes to the success at Nintendo. Can't believe that this game came out as long ago as 1985. Here's the original one. just the sine waves from the original Mario theme. This is the overworld theme from the original Mario game in 1985. Started in 1985 and it's still going now with all those different Nintendo systems. First there was three Mario games on the NES, which was such a basic console. It only had 256 colours. That sounds like a lot, but it can't go into a lot of detail, 256 colours, but some amazing gameplay though, especially with Mario 3. Then they had the Super Nintendo. The big game on that that kicked the Mario series off on that one was Super Mario World. We're talking early 90s now. Then when they released the Nintendo 64, they had Mario 64 to go with it. And it went 3D, well, more or less for the first time. It was kind of Super Mario RPG, but this was a full-on 3D game. Then they continued with the Nintendo GameCube, which was a sort of disc-based console rather than cartridge one for the first time, instead of shoving cartridges down. That had Super Mario Sunshine, and then we had the Nintendo Wii. That was a massive success with Mario Galaxy. Then if you fast forward to the Nintendo Switch, after the Wii models of console, there was the release of Super Mario Odyssey in, I think, 2017. So it looks like Mario is never going to get retired, and it's just going to remain one of those classics that Nintendo always turns to. Late night classic gaming things. If you play Mario, you might as well play what was the big rival at the time. It wasn't Alex Kidd for too long with Sega. Instead, they had this other mascot that was just huge, especially on the Sega Mega Drive. Sonic from Sonic 2, this is Hilltop. Which was after the Sega Master System, because the Sega Master System was the equivalent of the NES, the simpler system, the 8-bit one, but Sega Mega Drive came out after, but Sonic 1 on the Mega Drive came out before the Master System. That was in 91, I think it was, and then Sonic 2 came out in 92. Those were the just glorious years of Sonic. Then 3, followed by Sonic and Knuckles, and then the idea of locking the two cartridges together so you could have Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Sonic has had a bit of a tumultuous journey since then, but it's still had some great, especially music that gets played on this. But another great character from Nintendo has to be Link from The Legend of Zelda. This is the Light World theme off the classic game, A Link to the Past. Zelda's another one they keep making as well. There aren't quite as many new ideas, but Nintendo does return to those classics all the time, Mario and Zelda. It's just getting really random, the choices on tonight's late night classic gaming theme switch. For the first one's going out on a late Sunday night. This is another classic Nintendo one that was out on the SNES, the Super Nintendo, from F-Zero. It's kind of a racing game, it was. Going around a big circular track in a futuristic scenario. It was called F-Zero off that. This is the theme to Mute City from it. Which is where they put out a lot of Super Nintendo games again. It was the first time you could have that quality in like a handheld system. This one is going to be associated with PlayStation mainly. That was an amazing system when it came out in the 90s because it used CD. It could get a bit closer to real life graphics, although it will look quite basic now, but it didn't then. From it, a James Bond style sort of espionage game was huge at the time called Metal Gear Solid, so the music really suits. This is called Duel on Late Night Classic Gaming Themes. From Metal Gear Solid, this is Duel. Final Fantasy, the music is great. Loads of classic Disney characters seem to get used on this one. Strange project, but an interesting game nonetheless. System it was on was, I think, PlayStation 2. Game Kingdom Hearts. And this song, Busting Up on the Beach. Kingdom Hearts. Busting Up on the Beach. Ark 3 at some point. I wonder if they'll be hearing a repeat and it's actually out, but maybe not. We've been waiting for that for absolute years. I don't think it's coming out. Final Fantasy 12. Well, this one's a bit rare because you could only get it by recording it from the game. It's not on the official soundtrack. Here's the theme to South Bank Village from the Final Fantasy installment that was released in 2006 on the PlayStation 2. South Bank Village. Show that you should be familiar with if you've been listening to it over 107 for years. Late night atmospheric themes, now known generally as late night classic gaming themes. Let's have a theme section. All the themes that we're going to be playing for a little bit longer into this hour have all been for forests in games, starting with Breath of Fire, which was out in the SNES, I think. This is the Deep Forest. Atmospheric themes. Forests are very common place to have a level, including in these 16-bit and 8-bit games like Alex Kidd. This is the last one they ever released. It didn't get to be as big as Mario, but it was almost as addictive as playing Mario. Sega's answer to that. Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle. This is the theme to Hi-Ho Forest.
Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle, Hi-Ho Forest.
with Alex Kidd. It was bloody hard, though. Which is what Mario is like. Things getting in the way, but Sonic was all about speed. Things sometimes slowing that down, obviously. Here's another forest theme off a very commonly played game on this show, Final Fantasy VII. This is a forest older than those ones you've listened to so far, because it's the ancient forest from the world of Gaia, which Final Fantasy VII was set in. Sonic and Knuckles. This is a forest theme. That's the one that kicked off that Sonic and Knuckles game, the fourth one on the Mega Drive. It's called Mushroom Hill.
Mushroom Hill. Act 2.
Gaming themes all night on late night classic gaming themes
returns next. Now.
Forest themes on late night atmospheric themes.
Let's have another of those then from Final Fantasy IX. I think it's one of the most atmospheric themes for a forest of all time, especially the location in the game as well. It came out on the PlayStation 1 quite late in the console's lifetime. It was 2001, I think, in Europe. What a beautiful theme. Early on in the game as well, you came to this place called Evil Forest, where you could get petrified. Here's the music for it. From Final Fantasy IX, doing the themes of forest tonight on Late Night Classic Gaming Themes. Effects from the game behind it as well, doing the themes of forests with the Evil Forest from Final Fantasy IX there, skipping forward to 10 now with another place called Killica Woods, and the theme's called Silence Before the Storm. This was the first Final Fantasy big game on the PlayStation 2, Final Fantasy 10.
Late Night FF10.
Killica Woods, Silence Before the Storm. Thank you. hour because they're just so relaxing and they've got depth to them, which is where you can appreciate them at this sort of time, especially with something like forest themes. This one, though, is a quite small level in Legend of Zelda because of the size of games in those days. And yet, nevertheless, it was called The Lost Woods, this one, from Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Over different time zones, and you had this thing of warping them, going as far back as 65 million BC, and I think going as far forward as 2300 AD, a bit nearer than 65 million BC. The big RPG game, which was by Squaresoft, was called Chrono Trigger. This is Guardia Forest's theme from the game.
Chrono Trigger.
Guardia Forest. The next choice, with a really atmospheric one, quite psychedelic, this one, The Day Dawns. The system it was on was the GameCube, I think. Phantasy Star Online, The Day Dawns. Thank you.
Breath of Fire, Final Fantasy, The Legend of Zelda, Phantasy Star, The Adventures of Alundra, Tomb Raider, and the list goes on. They all have one thing in common. Great gaming themes. All night on Late Night, classic gaming themes. From orchestral soundtracks to electronic to just plain quirky, you'll never know what you hear next from Late Night, classic gaming themes. Not only all this, we'll also throw in some original themes too from the best of 107 Originals. It's Late Night, classic gaming themes.
Back to Final Fantasy VII now, and the character's hometown in it, Cloud Strife, was this rather forlorn place, which was based on mining, I think. It had this melancholy theme. The town is called Nibelheim. Beautiful theme.
Final Fantasy VII.
Nibelheim's theme. To this tropical paradise that kicked off Sonic 3 in the MIDI format. This is Sonic 3's Angel Island on Late Night Classic Gaming Themes.
Sonic 3.
Angel Island Zone, MIDI.
Late Night Classic Gaming Themes. All night.
Sonic 3 from the 90s there, Angel Island. So we've got next, it's a Legend of Zelda Wind Waker now. What a great theme this is, the theme to Dragon Roost Island. It was all set on an ocean and you went to different islands. It was out on the Nintendo GameCube and the Wii later on.
The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
With Dragon Roost Island. Slow the pace down as we go for another game of British made, as we go for Conker's Bad Fur Day, really a British made game in 2001, late in the life cycle of the Nintendo 64. This is a boss fight from it. I love this theme, especially the MIDI version, so much so we've got to play that version following it.
Thank you.
review the boss fight. Life into it, believe it or not, the MIDI version of Buff You, the boss theme from Conker's Bad Fur Day. Humour and even British place names, including in the Wirral, were mentioned in the game made by Rare for N64. Really brings it to life. That was one of the most manic boss themes ever, one of the best ones ever as well, from Conker's Bad Fur Day. This is from Dragon Quest VI. It's the folk dance. Time it amazed gamers back in 2002 when it first came out. Grand Theft Auto 3. It was an even darker version of New York City, if that's possible. Here's the original intro theme from the game. It was originally out on PlayStation 2, exclusive to that first, then out PC, and then it started to come out on different systems like the Xbox. Grand Theft Auto 3, the intro theme. We'll be right back. violence, but you didn't have to commit it unless you wanted to play the game missions. If you did want to commit violence, you could go around shooting and killing any characters that you saw on the streets, but it was also a fascinating city to explore, the world of Liberty City. And the Grand Theft Auto games, they got really good following that one. This one, though, was about exploring the world as an adventurer, a female adventurer that was pretty attractive as well. That was quite deliberate. Her name's Lara Croft, and the game's called Tomb Raider. This is the theme of the third one. They were out on the PlayStation 1 and also the Sega Saturn when they came out.
Tomb Raider 3.
Main titles. Music is pretty beautiful. The idea of going around and exploring the world looking for relics, kind of similar to that series that's on TV called Relic Hunter, you might have seen on a channel called Pick in the UK. Here's a Super Monkey Ball double bill, pretty unique game, kind of like a platformer. You explore by trying not to fall off the level. Very innovative idea by Sega at the time. Fortunately, they'd already wrapped up their Dreamcast console and it was out on the Nintendo GameCube, the first one. Then it later came out on the PlayStation 2. There were two main games, so here's some themes for both of them. Gets into electronic-type music. It's late-night classic gaming themes. This is the last couple of themes, and one more after it. Super Monkey Ball 2. World 1. Jungle Island. We'll be right back. interesting game it is. It's kind of an RPG on the Super Nintendo in sort of what might be Middle America or something. Sunrise and Onette's theme, the main character. One, the station isn't going to do that. It's going to keep playing these classic gaming themes, Sonic, Final Fantasy, Mario and Zelda, all through the night. But it's the last one for this hour of late night classic gaming themes. That one from Earthbound, that quirky little theme. Sunrise, it's nearly that already. In real life, and the Onette theme, the main character of Earthbound. Thanks for being with Late Night Classic Gaming Themes for your company tonight. On Late Night 107 Soundtrack Radio. That was
atmospheric themes.